USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Mary Miller won Illinois' GOP primary for the 15th Congressional District after fellow House Representative Rodney Davis conceded the race on Tuesday night. Many elections took place in a handful of states yesterday. President Trump endorsed Representative Miller. Former aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchison, testified before the made-for-TV January 6 committee. Her claim of President Trump lunging to take control of an SUV is being disputed. Two Secret Service agents are prepared to testify before Congress that Trump did not lunge at a steering wheel or assault them. The committee and the Secret Service are in discussions about whether one or both men will appear on camera. The USFL Football League Championship game is Sunday evening. Birmingham Stallions will play the Philadelphia Stars in Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Lawmakers that were in charge when Flint, Michigan's water supply started killing people may not face charges as determined by other lawmakers.
The Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that indictments against former Governor Rick Snyder and eight other people in the Flint water scandal were invalid. However, State Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud appears to be ignoring that ruling, saying she's prepared to prove the allegations against them. Tuesday's ruling by the court wipes out those charges. The Supreme Court said state laws, quote, authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants as a one-person grand jury, but they do not authorize the judge to issue indictments, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A SpaceX flight to the ISS has been rescheduled for July 11th. CRS-25 resupply mission needed some repairs after hydrazine vapors came in contact with the landing parachute. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two young men were busted last week in California during a traffic stop for transporting 150,000 pills of fentanyl. As you probably know, fentanyl kills a stadium full of people every year for the last few years. Soft on Crime California, in all its wisdom, released the men back to the streets days later. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Bordeaux cannot believe his court system did this.
I mean, we have about 600,000 people that live in our county. Right through the center of it are two major highways that have heavy drug trafficking. And as you know, fentanyl is incredibly dangerous, and we come across 150,000 pills of fentanyl. This case went before a judge through the probation department on a risk assessment, never notifying us as the sheriff's office, and then ordered a court order. Ordered release of these two people.
Sheriff Bordeaux on Fox News vents.
Law enforcement leaders in the state of California are frustrated. This soft-on-crime approach that we see from the governor's office in Sacramento and our legislators, we are completely frustrated.
Like something out of the history books, a luxury liner and an iceberg collide in the ocean. A Norwegian cruise line ship on its way to an Alaskan glacier hit an iceberg over the weekend and was turned around due to the damage. The Norwegian Sun smacked into the iceberg, known as a growler, on Saturday and was rerouted to Juneau for inspection. Fortunately, the iceberg was only the size of a semi-truck and no injuries were reported. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.